Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour I shall be reading to you from the Arts and Living, the upcoming events in this area from the Arts and Living section of last Sunday's News and Observer, from the current issue of Independent Weekly, and from the current weekend section of the News and Observer, and a list of coming events from the Pine Cone Traditional Review. Let's start with some of the events listed in the current issue of the Pine Cone Traditional Review. On Friday, August 19th, in the Pittsboro General Store Cafe in Pittsboro, North Carolina, Maynard and Tenney will perform. If you want information on that, you can call 919-542-2432. Also on Friday, August 19th, Jason Adamo, Whole Foods, Raleigh, North Carolina. Information, call 919-828-5805. On Friday and Saturday, August 19th and August 20th, the Fry's Fiddlers Convention in Fry's, Virginia, area code 276-744-2141. On Saturday, August 20th, the 12th Annual Summer Celebration at the Sharp Store Music at Pittsboro, North Carolina, area code 919-542-8401. Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice Sunrise Rich in Tradition, Blue Ridge Music Center in Galax, Virginia. That might be too far away for some of us. Area code 276-236-5309. On Wednesday, August 24th, City Folk at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh, North Carolina. Call 919-833-8898. And in a minute, I'll have a little more information about the goings-on at the Irregardless Cafe. On Saturday, August 27th, Mary Johnson Rockers and Downriver at the Arts Center in Carrboro, area code 919-929-2787. And on Wednesday, August 31st, once again at the Irregardless Cafe, Nixon, Blevins, and Gage. And for more information, call Irregardless at 919-833-8898. Now, regarding the Irregardless Cafe, Irregardless Cafe offers live entertainment nightly. Talented local musicians perform the fiddle, ballads, folk, blues, and jazz swing beginning at 6:30. Wednesday nights are traditional music nights at the cafe. And every Saturday night, Irregardless's dance floor is cleared, and dance bands get folks up boogieing to the music beginning at 9:30 p.m. Check www.irregardless.com and look under calendar to see who is performing tonight, or any night. Musicians have complimented the fresh, innovative cuisine of the cafe since it was founded in 1975. Irregardless is located at 901 West Morgan Street. Thelonious is a vibrant a cappella ensemble performing traditional pop and jazz music. Mike Edwards, Kinder Halpern, Jill Pilon, Tim Smith, and Lola Youngman sing wonderful favorites from the pop, jazz, and Latin music genres, including favorites such as It Don't Mean a Thing and Love is the Seventh Wave. You can hear samples of their music online at www.myspace.com/Thelonious NC. This semi-professional group makes their Irregardless debut on Wednesday, August the 3rd. Well, I guess that's already happened. I'm sorry. But enjoy great traditional music at Irregardless Cafe every Wednesday and live music every night. And as I said before, the music starts at 6:30 p.m. And here's a little more on the Pine Cone Down Home Concert Series for the year 2011-2012. These performances take place at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. And all tickets for this season, this coming season, go on sale on August the 22nd. Some of the events coming up near term on Thursday, October 6th at 8 p.m., the Good Lovelies. That'll take place at the Fletcher Theater. Tickets are from $25 to $27, $20 to $22 for Pine Cone members. That's the Good Lovelies on Thursday, October 6th, 2011 at 8 p.m. in the Fletcher Theater at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. On Sunday, October 9th, 2011 at 7 p.m., Hot Rise, that's R-I-Z-E, will take place at the Maimondi Concert Hall. Tickets are of $25 to $35 for the public and $20 to $30 for Pine Cone members. On Thursday, November 3rd, 2011, the Kruger Brothers will appear at the Fletcher Theater starting at 8 p.m. That's the tickets for that are $25 to $27 for the public and $20 to $22 for Pine Cone members. And once again, those tickets go on sale on August the 22nd. Pine Cone's box office telephone number is 919-664-8302 or go to www.pinecone.org. If you want to call Ticketmaster, dial 1-800-745-3000 or go to www.ticketmaster.com. For those of you who are fans of Britney Spears, she will be appearing with Jersey Shore star DJ Pauly, Dee and pop rock sister duo Destiny and Paris. They will appear at the RBC Center on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, at 7:30 p.m. The location is the RBC Center, 1500 Edward Mill Road in Raleigh. And for you theater goers, the Theater in the Park is presenting the classic play of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. Performances will take place August 19th and 20th. August 25th to the 27th, September 2nd to September 3rd at 7:30 p.m., and on August 21st and 28th and September 4th at 3 p.m. That's of Mice and Men at the Theater in the Park. For tickets, call 919-831-6058 or theaterinthepark.com. Once again, the dates are August 19th to 20th, August 25th to the 27th, September 2nd to September 3rd at 7:30 p.m., and on August 21st, August 28th, and September 4th at 3 p.m. And for those of you who want to do a little planning ahead, the Great Performance Series, which will be held, which will be presented by the Town of Holly Springs Parks and Recreation Cultural Center, will feature on October 30th, an evening with Melissa Manchester, on November 19th, Gary Morris, and on December 10th, Tom Wopat. Also, if you really want to go planning farther out, on January 19th, Susie Bogus, on February 18th, Livingston Taylor, and on March 29th and 30th, Earl Klug. The tickets for those performances are on sale starting August 19th at 11 a.m. You can call 919-567-4000 or 919-567-4016. That's at the Holly Springs Parks and Recreation Cultural Center. The Great Performance Series, starting with Melissa Manchester on October the 30th. The North Carolina Theater 2012 season begins in November. Season ticket prices start as low as $130. The one performance that's taking place in the calendar year 2011 is A Christmas Story, the musical, which will run from November 29th through December the 4th. That's 2011. You can subscribe today by calling 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Performances that will take place in 2012 will include Green Day's Idiot, Les Miserables, Oliver, Legally Blonde, and Steel Magnolias. Once again, it's the North Carolina Theater in the Park 2011-2012 season, and you can subscribe today by calling 919-831-6941. The 2011-2012 season for the Duke performances will begin on Friday, September 23rd at the Motor Co. Music Hall in Durham, and that'll be featuring Joan Soriano. Tickets are $15 for the public and $5 for Duke students. That's Friday, September 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Motor Co. Music Hall at 723 Rigsby Avenue, featuring Joan Soriano with the Duke performances. A little farther out, on Friday, October 7th, at 8 p.m., Liz Wright will appear at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Liz Wright, 8 p.m., Friday, October 7th. Tickets for that performance will be at $34, $26, and $5 for Duke students. On Sunday, October 16th, at 8 p.m. in the Page Auditorium, Goran Bregovic and his Wedding and Funeral Orchestra. That's on Sunday, October 16th, in the Page Auditorium. Tickets are $42, $34, $22, and $5 for Duke students. In a four-year decade that has weathered war in Yugoslavia and exile in Paris, Pan-Balkan bandleader and composer Goran Bregovic has become legendary for his flamboyant performances and evocative film scores, particularly for Eamon Kusturica's Time of the Gypsies and underground rapturous and mournful The Colossal Wedding and Funeral Orchestra once sparked a rambunctious dance party in Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Hall. With Bregovic and his core ensemble flanked by a Bulgarian choir and a gypsy brass band, the music is as large-hearted and miscellaneous as the Balkans themselves. This is an exclusive southeastern concert by the icon that indie pop star Beirut dubbed his favorite musician ever. Once again, that's Goran Bregovic and his Wedding and Funeral Orchestra, Sunday, October 16th, 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium on the Duke University campus. Tickets are $42, $34, and $22, $5 for Duke students. Also in the fall at the in the Duke Performance Series, on Saturday, October 1st at 8 p.m., Orion String Quartet and Windscape, Bach, The Art of the Fugue. And that will take place at the Reynolds Industries Theater, Saturday, October 1st at 8 p.m. $30 is the cost of the public, $5 for Duke students. Philippe Jaruski, countertenor, and Apollo's Fire Baroque Orchestra will perform on Wednesday, October 26th at 8 p.m. in the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets for that performance is $48, $36, and $5 for Duke students. Once again, this is the Duke performances, and you can save 25% if you pick buy tickets for four shows at one time. And for you lovers of mystery novels or mystery stories, and like to read those things, at the Quail Ridge Bookstore on Friday, August the 19th at 7:30 p.m., there'll be a reading by Sarah Glenn, author of Fish Tales, 22 Tales of Murder and Mayhem from the Rising Stars of Mystery. That's Friday, August 19th at 7:30 p.m., at the Quail Ridge Bookstore featuring author Sarah Glenn. And on September 7th and 8th, the Carolina Performing Arts Theater at the University of North Carolina will present the only U.S. performance by Deutsche Kammerphilharmonie Bremen with Stefan Litwin at the piano. The title of that performance for those two evenings is The World Comes Here. The September 7th program will feature Haydn Symphony No. 49 in E minor, Beethoven Wind Octet E in flat minor, in E flat minor, Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 4, and on September the 8th, the program includes Haydn Symphony No. 80 in D minor, Schoenberg Verklärungsnacht, Transfigured Night for String Orchestra, Opus No. 4, and Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor, Opus 37. That's on September 7th and September 8th, a Wednesday and a Thursday, starting at 7:30 p.m. For ticket information, go to call 919-843-3333 or www.carolinaperformingarts.org. Once again, September 7th, September 8th, Wednesday and Thursday, starting at 7:30 p.m. Hopscotch Music Festival presents the Hopscotch Music Festival at the Raleigh City Plaza, which is located at the old Fayetteville Street Mall, on Friday, September the 9th. Guided by Voices and Drive by Truckers. Those performances will begin at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale at hopscotchmusicfest.com. Once again, that's Friday, September the 9th, Guided by Voices and Drive by Truckers at the Raleigh City Plaza, which is located on the old Fayetteville Street Mall in downtown Raleigh. Natural Health, Personal Growth, and Psychics, the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, will take place on August 27th and 28th in Raleigh on the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in the Carr Scott Building. That's August 27th and 28th. Saturday, August 27th, the hours will be from 10 until 7, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday, August 28th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and the admission for the whole weekend is just $10. That's the Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo in Raleigh at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in the Carr Scott Building. It'll feature 110 holistic exhibitors, 64 free seminars, and all workshops are included, as well as parking, in the $10 admission fee. Special events will include Leigh Uberud, Gina Spriggs, Nita Atzel, and Eric Gilmore. For more information, call area code 541-482-3722 or go to www.bmse.net. Once again, the phone number is area code 541-482-3722. An evening with Diva, Primal, and Mitten with Manos will take place on Wednesday, October 12th at 7:30 p.m. in the Reynolds Theater on Duke University's campus in Durham. Tickets for that performance can be acquired by going to tickets.duke.edu. Once again, that is Diva, Primal, and Mitten with Manos on Wednesday, October 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Reynolds Theater on the campus of Duke University. The North Carolina Museum of Art will present 30 Americans, the voices of two generations. Established and emerging African-American artists presented in a sweeping display of contemporary art, including paintings, photography, sculpture, and mixed-media installations. That will be presented in the Maimandi Exhibition Gallery at the North Carolina Museum of Art, which is located at 2110 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. And those performances will carry an admission fee of $10. And for more information, call area code 919-715-5923. That's 30 Americans, the voices of two generations, presented by the North Carolina Museum of Art. A musical opened in Raleigh this past week in the Kennedy Theater at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The title is Violet, a musical. The young woman traveling alone on a Greyhound bus sometime in 1964 can't admit the desperation of the pilgrimage that she's on. At age 13, she was disfigured when a shim in her father's axe came loose and struck her in the face. Now nearly twice that age, she's off to seek out the man who holds her only chance at healing. He's a televangelist she watches each week on TV. The bus is headed to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Violet, a stage adaptation of Doris Spett's famous short story, The Ugliest Pilgrim, isn't exactly the new musical promised by its billing in the hot summer nights at the Kennedy series, not when its initial off-Broadway production took the New York Drama Critics Circle and Lucille Lortel Award for Best Musical 14 years ago. And certainly not since Playmakers Rep closed its 1999 season with a regional premiere featuring Eric Woodall, the current show's director, and cast member Yolanda Rabin in stage roles. But composer Janine Tesori and librettist Brian Crawley's articulate and atmospheric musical takes its audience and its central characters on quite a ride. On her quest, Violet encounters people who aid her in her transformation from innocence to experience, a form of faith healing different than anything she's imagined. The play runs through August the 28th. The performances take place during the week, including Saturdays at 8 p.m. and on Sundays at 3 p.m. Tickets are $18 to $22. Visit www.hotsummernightsatthekennedy.org. Once again, that's Violet the Musical at the Kennedy Center in the Progress Energy Performing Arts Center in downtown Raleigh. As I mentioned earlier, Theater in the Park is presenting the classic play of Mice and Men, and those performances will take place, will run through September the 4th. I'll give you the exact dates and times a little later on. But the play of Mice and Men is a classic. It's the worst of the Great Depression, and as one of John Steinbeck's characters observes, the whole country is full of mutts, men with no steady job, no family, no fixed address, penniless, itinerant farm and ranch hands that the novelist calls, quote, the loneliest guys in the world, end quote. George and Lenny have been together on the road for a while. Though Lenny is physically powerful, a mental condition has left him too childlike to survive on his own. George has been his protector on the open road. Each has dreams, an end to the endless road, a farm of their own that they can't be thrown off, a measure of softness in times gone too hard. But every man's for himself when labor is dirt cheap and laborers are treated like dirt. Can this unlikely pair and their friends find a way up from the bottom of the nation's food chain? The show runs Fridays through Sunday, September 4th, except for the September 1st Friday, with a Thursday performance on August 25th. Showtimes are at 7:30 Thursdays through Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays. Tickets are $16 to $22. Visit www.theaterinthepark.com. Once again, Of Mice and Men, presented by Theater in the Park. At the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in Cary, William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream will take place. The performances will be August 25th through the 28th at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now. Call 1-800-745-3000 or go to www.boothamphitheater.com. Once again, William Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream, August 25th through August 28th. Arts in the Museum Park, presented by the North Carolina Museum of Arts. That's at the Joseph M. Bryan Jr. Theater in the Museum Park at the Museum of Art at 2110 Blue Ridge Road. They will present Carolina Chocolate Drops on Saturday, August the 27th at 8 p.m. The striking North Carolina group brings a modern sizzle to the legacy of classic African-American string bands, sparking an electrifying ruckus. And coming up on Sunday, Friday through Sunday, September 9th to the 11th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. And on Saturday, September 17th, Dan Zanes and Friends. For ticket information, dial 919-715-5923 or go to ncartsmuseum.org. Once again, that's the Arts in the Museum Park at the Joseph M. Bryan Theater in the Museum Park at 2110 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. And as you probably have read in the newspapers and seen on the television this past week, the new Cary Performing Arts Center opened last Saturday, and the it's located in the building that was once the first public high school in the state of North Carolina on Dry Avenue in downtown Cary. The opening took place last weekend. A sudden afternoon downpour didn't dampen the enthusiasm at the Arts Center's grand opening celebrations. The dedication ceremony was moved from the front plaza to an indoor theater, but otherwise the day's activities continued undisturbed. A drum circle, art and ceramics demonstrations, theatrical, dance, and musical performances took place. In a few short hours, the Cary Arts Center demonstrated the many reasons residents have been anxiously awaiting its arrival. Once again, that's the Cary Performing Arts Center on Dry Avenue in downtown Raleigh. It's located at the end of Academy Street, and the center is one of the largest and oldest buildings in downtown Cary. As I said before, it was built in 1938. It served as Cary High School until 1960, and then as Cary Elementary School for nearly 40 years. After the elementary school moved into its new building in 1998, the town of Cary bought the old building and has spent the last decade planning its transformation. Now that the 48,000-square-foot facility is open, it will offer everything from theatrical and musical performances to classes, camps, gallery exhibitions, open studios, and meeting space for community groups. It is well worth visiting. That's the new Cary Performing Arts Center in downtown Cary. And at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro, located at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro, they have two performances that are very popular, Friday, August 19th and Saturday, August 20th. Archers of Loaf have both already sold out, so no chance of getting to see those. But on Wednesday, August 31st, The Hold Steady, and on Saturday, September 3rd, K.O. Kid and DJ Ladro, and on Sunday, September the 4th, Abbey Road Live. And that's also on Monday, September 5th. So September 4th and September 5th, Abbey Road Live at the Cat's Cradle at 300 Main Street in Carrboro. Phone number is 967-9053. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and thank you for listening.